As promised earlier, we'd be chatting to Ada Bass about the crisis of rape kit shortage hampers for child abuse victims. This week, we saw shocking reports emerge from Parliament on the rate of child murders and sex attacks in this country. More than 2,600 children were murdered in the country over the last 3 years. 5% of all murders. Furthermore, children were the victims of 41% of the 524,526,000 rapes reported in the same period. Now, our next guest sees this as more than just numbers. She works with the little victims every day. And part of their aim at Patch is to support child victims of sex abuse, provide professional therapy, and prepare them for any possible court hearings. But she's fearful we may be failing these children because there is currently a massive shortage of rape kits, meaning suspects can get away scot-free. And on the call with us this morning is Ida Bass. Hi, Ida. Welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Absolutely. What a sensitive subject and a heartbreaking one.
Yes.
And we sit in conversation and we quote statistics, but you actually have to see the little faces, the little bodies, the little hands that are going through this. And what does Patch aim to do?
Works in the Elderberg area of the Western Cape, and we have 6 offices in Elderberg. So we provide therapy and forensic evaluations for children with these allegations of sexual abuse. But more importantly, we provide medical services if children have been sexually abused. And that is 24 hours of the day a child can come for a medical. And that is actually where my concern is and where our issue is at the moment. So it could be any time of night or day that a child could come in, and if it's still within 72 hours of the incident happening, then the police brings a crime kit, with what we call a crime kit, and the doctor collects DNA evidence to get semen or DNA from the suspect. And then the police will collect the suspect's DNA as well, and that will be compared in the end. To make it easier for a child and that they maybe don't have to testify, because if there's DNA, then at least, you know, it makes it easier. Because the testimony part for the children is also difficult, especially for the ones under 5 years of age. It's very difficult for them to testify. So if there's DNA, it makes it easier. If it's a baby, you know, we've had a baby of 6 months before, they're not going to be able to say who it is. Then once again, you need DNA evidence. And that is where my concern is at the moment.
Absolutely. And what is in the rape kit? If people are listening now and they want to practically get involved or just to get a better understanding of what these little people have to go through, what is in the rape kit?
So there's different types of rape kits. There's a rape kit called a number D7, and that is a pediatric sexual assault kit. So what would be in that's for children and younger than 12. So what would be in there is there will be 2 brown paper bags where a child could the underwear can go in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's semen on the underwear. If the girls already have their period and they maybe add a pad in, the pad can go in there. And then there's 4 swabs, which looks like a long earbud that the doctor uses to take DNA on the inside of the vagina and on the outside to see if there's any DNA. Then in the pediatric crime kit, there's a very, very thin wired swab as well. And that is used because the children are obviously not sexually active. They were raped. So whatever you put inside to get the DNA has to be very thin, not to hurt them. And then for the over 12 children, there's another crime kit for the teenagers and for the adults. And they don't have the wire swab in the ear, but they have a regular swab in. Yes. Because the children are a bit bigger. There you can also take the sanitary pad, the tampon, maybe if there was a condom, and then, you know, you can do the swabs with that. And then there's other kits as well, which is called the D2. So if there wasn't enough swabs in the first one that you could take, then you could go over to D2 that's got swabs. Where you can take stuff off the arms or the legs or other part of the body. But that's a bit of a harder swab. So our issue at the moment is, for longer than a year, there hasn't been crime kits for teenagers and adults. Yes.
Why? So, who's responsible?
I'll explain. The police is responsible for this. On a national basis, there hasn't been. So what we've been using is the D7 pediatric kit for longer than a year for the teenagers as well. And then just opening another kit if we need more swabs, because you can't use the wire swab for the teenagers. You need a bit of a harder swab. Anyway, but now we really at the end, there's only in our medical center, there's only 2 pediatric sexual assault kits left. And then we're done, because there's no more. And that is what my concern is. A while ago, we got the last from Tygerberg Hospital. Our FCS unit went to get the last box. Khayelitsha, we fall under Khayelitsha. Khayelitsha got the last box now, and then we're down to 2. What's going to happen then is that we're going to start using the D2 box to collect evidence. But as I explained to you, that's a bit of a harder swab. So why are we putting victims through this?
Why are we re-victimizing them?
Are we re-victimizing them? And that is just my concern. And if this is the first time that we've gone through this, I'll be a bit patient. But this is the second time. Because about 4 years ago, it seems like when the police go over from one supplier or one tender from the other, there's usually a bit of a hiccup. I'm not sure. I'm not in the police. I'm not understanding what's happening there.
Right.
So 3-4 years ago, when they were going from one kit to the other kit, it also happened. We were driving from police station to get old kits. From that was in storage. And you know the shocking thing then, the blood vials that was in there expired already. But what did we do? You improvise, you use just the swabs in there,
yes.
You make it work. And now, 3-4 years later, now apparently there's not crime kits again. And then the other shocking thing is the buccal swab that they've been taking from the suspects to compare the DNA with the victim has been out of stock since January.
Oh, you know, that is absolutely unacceptable, and it's ridiculous.
It's so unacceptable, and we've been. It's not our role to go to the media. I would keep it out of there for as long as I can because I believe in negotiation. But I really feel we've asked nicely now, and we've written to the commissioner, and we've asked, but it's over now because we've got 2 packs left.
You've got 2 packs left.
We've got 2 packs left.
You needed them last year.
Yeah, exactly. It's unfair to victims. It's unfair that we go child abuse, woman.
Yeah, and we preach it from Parliament and we preach it from the mountaintops, but there's actually no practical action behind it. Yes.
So I'm glad that Becky Tsele is back. Welcome back.
Yeah,
but
I'm also
I want
glad he's
to
back,
know
yeah.
where's our crime kits. We cannot say we're concerned about this and do it this way. It's unfair.
Yeah,
it's unfair to a 3-year-old and except for the sexual abuse.
It's unjust. It's unjust on every level. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can imagine in your frustration that the communication must be tough as well because you're not getting feedback. You're not hearing, no, we're working on it. No, it's on its way.
No, we've
changed our supplier. Nothing.
No. I've approached the DA before at a community meeting and they said I must approach the police station.
Oh,
the police station's not going to help me because they also don't have. And the previous round, I did approach the person who worked in logistics, and he said, no, he's ordered. He was actually very nice. Now, they gave me his number as well. Yeah. He doesn't physically make it. So, still, where is it?
Yes.
So, and then they got aggressive and said, it's got nothing to do with an NGO. So I was a bit reluctant because, true, this is a police thing. But as an NGO, I don't care now. I want to say we've got two left, and I want to know what are we going to do.
What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry about this, Ida, but thank you so much for taking the time to share with us. And
no, thank you.
I'm
thank
sure
you
we're
so
all
much.
Enlightened, and I'm sure a lot of us are enraged and want to get involved in some way or other.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Enjoy
much. Have a good Sunday. Bye.
Absolutely.